Tafkuf lamed beis amid aleph. Shem over zmanon betelin hilkach dachu. Therefore, it pushes it off, meaning you can do it on Shabbos and Yontif. B'yom Hashmini yimo vafilu b'Shabbos umil gufo the dachya Shabbos. I mean, the kaimon alach moshim b'Sinai. Actually, b'yom lemachshirecha. And mila itself, which pushes off Shabbos, meaning you could do it on Shabbos. We're going to say it. I'm going to come on. We're going to say later on. Halach l'moshe m'sinai. So halach l'moshe m'sinai. Yaisa le'biyoyim. So therefore, the word biyoyim is left over with machshireho to permit the machshire mitzvah, the preparatory stages, to also violate Shabbos, according to this opinion. Yugim obrisos. Nero l'avram said to Avram in Parashas Bila, the Parashah Mila. V'ha tanyim m'sechus nozer m'sechus nozer. Akiva esim kisera halach l'sher. Akiva don kavol chaymer. So Rabbi Kiva was danning a kavol chaymer. How do you know that if there's a revius dam of mace and the nozer goes into the same oil, the same room, basically canopy under the same roof? Ma etzim kusayra she'enim etama ba'oil. You find an etzim kusayra, a bone the size of a barley. It does not give off tuma in an ohel. Nozer megalech al makov. The nozer touches, he has to cut his hair. Umasal, and for carrying it, revius dam. A review's worth of blood, shematam of oil, does give off tumma in an oil. Tichsiv, as it is written, alkon nefesh meisul yovel. Even it should not be so. She nozer megalech led another should have to cut his hair on it. Formerly Rabbi Lezer said to him, it's probably either Rabbi Lezer. Akiva, esim kisar halachal moshe mesinei. Esim kisar is halachal moshe mesinei. She nozer megalech led another has to cut his hair on it. Revius dam after the ball of moed mimen become a chemer. You want to learn how revius dam. Reveals the blood from it through a kavul chomer. If ain't done the kavul chomer, machalochin, you do not learn out a kavul chomer from halacha moshe m'sinai. Why the lomit the teresh about peh lidorish b'yigim amidas? Because teresh about peh, which halacha moshe m'sinai is included in it, is not allowed, given over to be darshan in yigim amidas. Asya ois b'shabbos k'sib by Shabbos is written ki ois he. It's an ois b'milu k'sib b'hayol ois beris. Malhan Shabbos is also on Shabbos. I've come to Shabbos also over here. It's on Shabbos. El me'ata ihach gezeres shabbos de ois hamru b'shabbos. If that gezeres shabbos of ois, which is said by Shabbos, never b'sinai lidorish, was said by in Har Sinai to be used as drasha. Shetevazu the drasha nema. This Torah was said over. This word was said over for a drasha. Ligmer mina nami the tefillin. You should learn out also for tefillin. Elo asya bris hahu to ois lo nema b'sinai. That one of ois was not said by Sinai. The person cannot make up his own gzeirah shavah. Elohach, the bris number of Sinai, the one of bris was said in Sinai. With Shabbos ksiv bris the derosom, and Shabbos it says bris the derosom bris olam. It's a Tosis which says that they knew in a certain amount of gzeirah shavahs, but they don't necessarily have still which ones were the ones that were said, so they can discuss over here what gzeirah shavah was said over. Gadol ben shalosh esrei. Is 13 years old to have a milo shalom b'zmanah, which is milo not in the proper time, which is in the 8th day. The chesed bay bris varol zocher asher lo yimol. So the pasuk says brisi hefer. V'hai kro begadol. So it's written by a gadol, an adult. With the mechayv lekaris, it's going to give him kares. She'im lo molo aviv. If it's because if a father does not give a bris to his son, chayv lo molo sas. So person has to make sure he himself gets a bris. V'litchi Shabbos and it should be able to be done on Shabbos. V'nan amin lo kaiman. We're going to say later that filo yom tovein adoicha. Even yom tovein doesn't push off. If it's not in the proper time, meaning the 8th day, you can't do it on Yontif. Ela b'zmanah has to be done only in the proper time. Only be done on Yontif if it's the proper time. Duras, b'Shabbos k'siv l'durasam. B'Shabbos is written durasam bris olam. M'milas katan, by the mila of a katan k'siv, ben shmonas yom yibol lechem kol zohar l'durasachem. So you have the drasha of l'duras. B'yoyim afilu b'Shabbos, m'dolo k'siv b'shmini yibol. It doesn't say on the 8th day, do a bris. L'Rabbi Eliezer, ta'afkil machshirin mila, at that makshir, and then Rabbi Lezer uses this to teach you that the preparatory states also can be done on Shabbos. Mila atzma is halacha. The next fact of mila can be done on Shabbos is halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Bikuch nefesh lo asel b'kavu charm. Bikuch nefesh, you don't learn out in the kavu charm m'mila from mila elo mekroi nafkali. Learn out from pasuk. I mean, in parak basu d'yuma, as we say in the last parak of Maseches Yuma. Any tummy that needs a carbon, that's a zov or a zova, your letters of Mitzur, never him, ubayim, hashmini, it says by them, ubayim, hashmini, the 8th day, when day in particular. Biyom, tzivoso, as b'nei Yisrael, l'hakar v'skarbonehem, they were commanded the Yidden to bring, the Jews to bring their carbonos, biyom, by day, v'lo b'laylo, el me'ato, mishom, the hukshur, l'hevi b'dalo, since you can bring it and that was meaning to pour a carbon machshirin ba sharp psulim. We're going to make kosher and all other psulim. Then oinin actually nikvar meso, and oinin before his close relative is buried is possible to avoid. He can't avoid the chesed of kohen gadol because we say by kohen gadol lovel imel lo yitami. He does not become tami to his father and mother. Min hamikdash lo yetsin. He does not leave the base of mikdash. Lo yichalon, shouldn't desecrate them. Even the actual day that his father and mother died, he does not have to leave the base of Mikdash. He can offer up the karbanos as an oinin to leichalo, and it will not desecrate the avodah. But also, lo tehem uchalolus, his avodah is not going to be desecrated in chulin. But anyone else, a regular kohen hedyot, shelo yotza, does not go leave the base of Mikdash, then chilil he will indeed desecrate. Adri called Lipsil Behen Lila to make a invalidated the night. It says, and by day. Okay, I mean, as we said, the Kema and the Lingin Lila, Torah's called Karban Salim, since with regard to being brought at night, all of the halachas of Karbanos apply to it. Lingin Zerba Oinin Nami Torah's Karban Alain is also with regard to the Zor non Koyin or an Oinin, the person whose close relative died and hasn't been buried yet, should have Torah's Karban on them. Halachas of Karbanos. Shmini, kol shehu shmini, anything which is the eighth day, v'afil b'shabbos, even the Shabbos u'b'yoyim, and by day l'mu'ute lailo, to exclude nighttime. Tain k'vos Rabbi Yochanan d'b'yolof m'b'yoyim, that we learn out from the word u'b'yoyim. Me'kar ma'in nicha le'elu u'kmi shmini dafka, the Siddush and dafka talking about shmini, v'afil b'shabbos in Shabbos, v'dachim mechal ha'm v'simas, and we're pushing off the pasuk that says if a person violates Shabbos will be killed. Eitzel shar malachos, and that's only to say that only applies by other malachos. Mezitam Nero lo came. For what reasoning did this appear to him? When he flipped his words around and said, "Oy enoy," Elo, or perhaps you don't say this. That filo milah is bchalam chalamusi must. That even bris milah is included in the prohibition that one who violates it will be executed. To who dafka? That's dafka. And dachi, and he's explaining away. We shall say shmini yimol etzel sharyam. That's referring to all of the days excluding Shabbos. My kashle b'taim al harishon. The first reasoning: al mila de achya Shabbos b'kavu chaymer. You could do mila on Shabbos from a kavu chaymer. We think we're minayim and learn from it. L'midchi michal amos yimos. It's a shar malachos to say that which the pasuk says that the person who violates Shabbos will be executed is referring to other malachos. On the meimer, and we'll say that shmini dafka coming that shmini is dafka. This is talking about filo b'yom Shabbos and even on the yom the day of Shabbos. Umat tzarash adichas avoy. That's harish is yira ter al tzarash. The warning that the Torah warned us about not cutting off a negat tzaras, because the times the Brisa says he shomer negat tzaras as horo b'kaitzis b'hartoi. Because of that, the Torah is telling us that you can't cut off the tzaras. The chmiro Torah and the Torah was so scrunch about the basharzu and this warning, this iser lutchis avoda to stop the claim from doing avoda. Because the kaimel b'psachim is we paskin in sechus p'sachim. The tumas meis nidchus b'karmen tzibur that tumas meis. Gets pushed off in order to bring a carbon seber, and not a zav or mitzayra will betain lasos pesach, and they're brought up from doing pesach. We don't say you could sparhato to cut off their tzeras v'yachol pesach, either carbon pesach or hakoyin. You could sparhato with the coin should cut off his tzeras v'yavod and do the avoid the im hakoyinim tamei, but tzeras if the coin would be tamei through tzeras v'kahal tarim and the kahal, the rest of the people would be tahar. We don't say such a thing. Kuf Lamed Beis, Omid Beis. V'avoyda Chmurahi, it's something which is very stringent. Shadech HaShabbos, it pushes off Shabbos. How? B'tmidim, Musafim, Karban HaSibar, Shizmanu Kvua, the Karban Tomei, the Karban Musaf, and any other Karban Sibar which has a set time. Really, and that makes the last word saying that Karban Sibar makes Tomid and Musaf a little bit extra because they would be included in a Karban Sibar which has a set time. Bila Decha Yiso, Esa Tzeras, the Tzeras, the Tainan, the Kamas, learn. Later, Limol Basara Losova, Filum Mokum Baharas Gikots. They're supposed to do a Milo, circumcise the kid, and that's even the place where you're going to have to cut off the tzras. Uma oina eno the kamar, the mashma oino king, it's mashma, it's not true, Kamosha Marna, like we said, but we said it's not true. Ella, Filum Milo Nami Bechamachala, but rather, Bris Milo is also included in those who violate Shabbos will be executed. My Kashalay, the Gahadarbe, what was the question to him? They had to go and retract. Hader Amar Tanel and Nashi to himself, my the Tzras Chomer, who's the Shabbos, who says Tzras is more stringent than Shabbos, the Tema Kavu Chomer, that you can learn out a little Kavu Chomer from that. The Shabbos Chomer, the high the Tzras, the Echa Avoidim, is that which Tzras pushes away, it doesn't allow you to do Avoidim, and my the Mishab Chomer, the Tzras, who says it because Tzras is more Chomer. Dilma, perhaps Hadul Armin and Lehi, because that which we say we don't tell him to cut off the tzaras is Meshub the Gabriel Chazik, who is a man who at this point is not fit to do a vayta. Because the Kabbalists will say later, the Inami Chayitz, because even if he's going to cut it off, Mechusar Tefilis has to go to the mikvah, the Herav Shemesh away for nightfall, Vahayyom Bilyavon, and he's not going to do the vayta today. Betulyom the Mitzarek, a Mitzarek, because a Tulyom of a Mitzarek is like a Mitzarek, the Tulyom is the person who went to the mikvah and has that nightfall yet. Okay, therefore, Machal Leh, Mos Yumos. Therefore, comes out of the post and says, one who violates Shabbos will be executed, referring even to Mila. And that which it says you can do a bris on the 8th day is referring to any of the other 6 days of the week. Who's sick, and you wait until he got healthier. Buster is Rebuyahu. That word Buster is an inclusionary drush clause. Darshan is meant to be darshaned. Say a drush on it. Why does Mila push off tzaras? Meaning you can do Mila even though you're cutting off a nega. The ase of doing a bris v'dachi lo sasei, and it pushes off the lo sasei of the yishar melacha that you shouldn't cut off tzaras. The hachi kaimel and perakam of the yivamis, because that's how we pass in the first perak of yivamis. The ase v'dachi lo sasei, that we will perform a mitzvah sase, even if it's at the cost of violating a lo sase. Hi ase v'lo sasehu. Yishamer is a lo sase. That pasuk is referring to the lo sasehu. V'la'asa yiskakol asher yoru. That pasuk is referring to the hainu ase, that's the ase. Tenech godol bar oinchen. He's already fit to get punished. Dichzeh bei basur, it says by him, basur v'arul zohar asher lo yimolis b'sar lo soy. V'hai b'bar oinchen m'shtay musu. V'hai must be talking about somebody who's old enough to get punished. But v'hai v'le karis, because we give him karis. We're not doing it. In the proper time on the 8th day, you should give him a bris. It's not the right time. He's not 13 yet. And the father is commanded to give him a bris still. Which we'll learn out from that you should circumcise all of your males. From a common denominator. Shinimulu that they get have a bris with the tzaras, and you'll do the bris even though you're going to have to cut off tzaras. Afani avi benin also bring a benoni shinimul v'yidchat tzaras. He also can be circumcised and push away the tzaras, meaning circumcise him even when he's going to have to cut off a nega. Lo tzricha kro v'chi asya kro l'shelo bezmano shel benoni. And when the pasuk is coming to talk about a benoni, which is from after the 8th day till 13, that and shelo bezmano. That's what the pasuk is coming to teach us. The gavra lo chazik osak kadaitik. We think with eishahu tami because he's tami behind the parach, and that's what we ask. But yikatz v'yiter v'yavod, he should cut it off, become tar, go to the mikvah, and do avoda. V'chusar tefila. That's this one we think is yikatz v'yiter v'yavod. Just by cutting off, he comes tar, and he can do the avoda. And therefore, we answer v'chusar tefila lo chazik avoda is not fit to do avoda b'hayyim on that day. Mishum l'macher for the next day, the less la avoda. Come on, there's no avodah right in front of us to be done. Lo mitzvah matkir, we're not going to push off Shabbos. The goyim tahirim could go in bohak, uparcho bukula, it was a bohak, and expel over his whole body, bukulaho, his rabble, iser ktsitsa, besifrei, and the sifrei, we still learn out all of these negaim, that there's an iser to cut them off, only elo, mishin, diskak, latumo. That's my mind, the only thing that's only when he became tamari, adshalom, diskak, latumo, if he has become tamari from the nega, and now he had still also to cut it off. Tamalam, kachol asher yoru, he says, kachol asher yoru, we gotta follow the coin. El Amar Ravashi, Hod Armin and Shabbos Chamir and Mitzras, as you said, Shabbos is more Chomer than Tzras. Avgav the Dachi of Tzras la Avoida, even though Tzras will push off Avoida, meaning a person in Tzras can't do Avoida. Lab Chomer di Dohu, it's not its own Chomer. El Haino time, the reason is, Ke Armin and Ase Ase Vidachi Los Ase, then Ase will push off a Los Ase, meaning you do an Ase, even though you'll come to, at that time, violate a lo sasei is going mila b'tzras, is when you're cutting off a tzras when doing a bris mila. Why the b'shas k'tzitzo at the time that you're cutting off the tzras to me'akar lav, then that therefore you're violating the lav. Still, at that moment you're m'kayim the asei, you are fulfilling the mitzvah sasei. B'chein tzitzis the klayim. So the tzitzis the klayim b'shas levisho ma'akar lav. The time that you're wearing it, you're violating the lav. And still, you're mekayim the asay. You are doing asay wearing tzitzis. I will tzaras, but tzaras and tzitzis. Mishum avoida that's being cut off in order to be able to do avoida. But in the me'akir lav, the tzitzis, that moment that you violate the lav of cutting off the tzaras, the katilu mekayim asay the avoida, you still haven't yet fulfilled the asay of doing avoida. Hilkach, therefore, mitcha avoida memelo Therefore, it just memela comes out that the vayda gets pushed off. A lot of chumra to tsaras, but it's not something which is in essence a chumra, a stringency in tsaras itself.